Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's Hot Take Thursday, and we are heated up about today's topic. We're diving into the toxic positivity and victim blaming that runs rampant in manifestation culture. Buckle up.
Hey, Andrea.
Hey, Jess. Are we still friends, by the way?
I don't know. Do you still like me? Did I give you heart palpitations? Sometimes I give you heart palpitations when I disagree.
I mean, you literally always give me heart palpitations, and that is not different. Also, I got real sweaty talking about manifestation, and I feel like I'm still sweaty. So, no, that doesn't really change anything, funny. Jess, to be fair. Yeah, in Tuesday's episode, we got a little disagree-y.
Is that a word?
Mm-hmm, it is now.
You little
about manifestation.
Nerd.
Another word I do not believe in exactly the way that it is. Better word.
Oh my God, it was so great. It was so great. And you know, I think because before I give you these questions, you know what's so hard about it is I think if you watch videos of it on TikTok or any of these social medias, it's kind of like how they introduce it is a pseudoscience versus like, I think I approach it from more of a scientific, right? Mm-hmm. From a psychology perspective. So if I see the science in it, I buy in a lot more versus TikTok is all like pseudoscience type of crap. But again, as you know, we have strong opinions about therapists on TikTok or not therapists on TikTok, TikTok therapists.
I'm not even talking about therapists on TikTok. So on Tuesday, we were talking about the idea of manifestation. And what I see is there's no science when we talk about manifestation on TikTok. It's literally just like young girlies sitting in their car with their phone and they're like, today is 8/8/28. And we're going to manifest for 52 minutes straight. This is actually a video my friend sent me. She's like, the Lionsgate portal is opened. And all we're going to do for the next hour is manifest everything we want for the next year.
And then the Lionsgate.
This is what people think manifestation is, Jess. And the universe will open it up to you. So I missed that day. Obviously, the reason that like my manifesting isn't worked is that there was a date on the calendar and I'm fucked for the next year. But if I had been manifesting on August 8th, I guess that was yesterday. I mean, I'm feeling so bummed out right now. I'll ask you, if you had been manifesting when the Lionsgate portal was open for 52 minutes straight, what would you be manifesting into existence, Jess?
Oh, girl, you are catching me off guard right now, aren't you?
I know.
What would I be manifesting? I mean, I feel like if you're going to manifest for 52 minutes, it needs to be just one solid thing versus like an array of things. So here's where it gets a little complicated. I was like, well, do I sound like an asshole if it's not about my kids or like my family? Because my first like gut instinct would be like, well, it'd be all business related. And then I'm like, ooh, I'm going to be judged by the internet on that one. They're like, you're not going to manifest like a healthy, happy life for your kids. Like, fuck that noise. No, they'll all just teach them how to manifest their own. I'm kidding.
That's on them.
Woo!
That's on them, kids. You're on your own. Manifest your own destiny.
Yeah. Good luck.
Okay. It's so what would you manifest? Okay.
Oh, man, I think I would manifest.
You're down to 50 minutes, girl. And
well, I know because I'm trying to figure out how to like say something that's not going to like lead to a lot of judgment. Honestly, I would probably manifest this office, a different office that I really, really want to be in. I would manifest like, you know, the perfect amount of just creating balance within my practice. I would manifest, honestly, if I'm being honest, it would be very podcast related. It would be like one of our, you know, reels going viral, or, you know, we just have an episode that gets, you know, shared, over and over and over. You know what? As we're talking through it, because I process externally, it would all be about this podcast. I would manifest the shit out of this podcast. That's where it would be.
Right. So help us.
Okay.
Our listeners, please, if you're listening to this right now, help us make Jess's dreams manifest.
Help me keep believing in manifestation.
Yes. Please subscribe to the show. Follow the show. Send the show to your friend who needs to manifest a totally different life. And, you know, I don't know. You can positive, negative, help us to blow up on the internet. That's all we want. I want to manifest you into our Facebook group. So if you have not joined our Facebook group, we do hang out in there and have some good discussions. And we'd love to see you in there. Yes. We'd love to manifest connection with you, our listeners.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, so I'm going to read you three different questions that you're going to love because they, I mean, I'm basically just teeing you up for all the reasons you don't like manifestation and making it harder for me to prove why I do, okay?
Perfect.
I know. You're welcome. Number one, I recently came across the concept of manifesting wealth. I've started to buy more expensive things, but other than hurting my bank balance, I see no results. Does manifestation really work? Number one.
One at a time.
I just wanted to bypass that one so I don't say anything rude.
When I was listening to the Manifestation Babe podcast, she had a whole segment on how she was manifesting her Birkin bag. And how,
why are you listening to this shit?
Because this is what manifestation is, according to
popular culture. Oh my God, and it's so American.
Culture.
I'm sorry. It's such American. Like, you're visualizing your Birkin bag?
Yes.
Fuck off.
She was visualizing, and she really went through the difference between bad visualization and good visualization, how she wasn't just envisioning the bag, but she was imagining it on her arm and taking things in and out of it and where it would sit in her closet. And I was like, fuck this noise.
I agree.
If you want a possession or you want wealth, you're going to have to work, and you're probably also going to have like some good luck. And that's what I say about manifesting money. And if you think, and again, this is absolutely in the face of what manifestation people would tell you, I think that spending a lot of money that you don't currently have is irresponsible.
Agreed.
And actually, I think a lot of wealthy people got that way by being smart and prudent with their money. So,
I agree. Yeah. Also, why are you spending money you don't have? Like, that's the opposite. You're actually creating so much stress and anxiety and fear. And if you listen to Tuesday's episode, you can't, my new favorite term, value tag what your intention is under a state of anxiety, stress, or fear, because your nervous system is activated. So it's counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here's a big thing from that, like from a scientific standpoint, is, you know, it's not bad to want something nice, but your reason why, I'm not like, you know, I'm not dissing on the Birkin bag. My thought process is like, what does that represent to you? Because if wealth, what does that represent? Why are you trying to manifest wealth? Is it because, and this is where I think it gets important, is because it's like, well, because then I will prove my worth to the world. Yeah, that ain't happening, because that is based in a place of insecurity. And so truly, you're not actually like manifesting wealth. You're manifesting worth, if you think about the why attached to it. Okay. So, but like, I want to, you know, buy a really nice bag because I grew up where in my wildest dreams, I would never be able to, but I want to visualize getting to a place with my career that I get to walk in that store and I get to buy that bag because I earned it. I worked so hard and I earned it. That is different than I want a Birkin bag, because then everybody is going to see how wonderful and awesome and great I am. That ain't going to work. It's just not. It's so surface level.
I will mention that the manifestation girlies on the internet, they just manifest it because they want it. And
they're just trust fund babies who can just go buy it.
They're just people who tell other people that you can get wealthy by manifesting, and then they sell their courses on manifesting, and then they get wealthy, and then they say it's because I manifested it.
And it's like, just bullshit.
That you get wealthy because you convinced other people that all they have to do is think money into existence, and then you took their money, and then now you have their money. And that's how you manifested your Birkin bag. So,
I'm still caught in why you're listening to this podcast.
Because
did it just raise your blood pressure?
I Googled manifestation.
I should have sent you the one I listened to. I'm glad I didn't, though, because it made it spicier.
I just think that the way that manifestation is talked about in popular culture is this.
You're right.
Sit back and envision what you want, and it will come to you if you're on the right vibrational frequency.
That's too simplistic for me. Too simplistic. But you know me. I question things a lot, or I challenge things a lot. So it's just too simplistic. But that's just dumb.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boda Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Okay. You'll like this one. I spend time every day visualizing being in a healthy relationship. A friend told me this will improve my relationship with my partner. Why am I not seeing the benefits? Go, girl.
Your partner needs to manifest something too, because we don't control other people with our minds. That's why. But also, if you're manifesting it in such a way that you go, I want a healthy relationship with my partner, and that means my partner, you're not visualizing the piece that you have control over, which is how you react, how you respond in a lot of ways. And again, this is marriage episode material, but I think as therapists, we recognize the limits of control. You don't have control over anybody else. You only have control over you. And it's really fucking hard to act in a way that you would act if your marriage was already functioning well, right? Like, it's really hard to bring your A game to the table when you feel like you're not getting what you want from your partner. A lot of times we get locked into that conflict of like, I will be better to you once you are better to me. But if you want to manifest a better relationship, envision what it looks like and what you would do, and then do that.
Okay, I love that you brought up control. Because I think this is where manifestation or pop psychology gets it wrong, is that they don't understand the concept of locus of control, right? So from a psychology perspective, we do. But there's two different kinds. There's internal and external locus of control. Now, manifesting something from an external locus of control. Well, now you cannot control anything external and you're trying to, and that just isn't possible, right? And so manifestation of relationship should be focused more on internal locus of control. What can I change to make my relationship better or healthier? How can I show up in the relationship? But in this question, it sounds like it's more externally focused on partner, and that's just never going to work. You can't control somebody else's behavior.
Yeah, and that period. Internal versus external locus of control has a lot to do with, do I believe that I can impact what happens, or do I believe that things are done only to me? And in this way, manifesting, if you're focused on what you can do, actually gives and reinforces an internal locus of control. I can impact what happens next versus things just happen to me. But again, you have to be manifesting what is in your control, not what someone else will do. Even if you really want it, they will or they won't. But you know, the best way to impact that is through what you're doing and bringing to the table.
Exactly. Exactly. One more.
Okay.
Faith, you can do it. You can do it. I've begun manifesting a promotion at work. I tell everyone I meet that I'm on track to be the youngest regional manager at the company. How do I shake this feeling that I'm lying to them? Well, you are. Sorry,
I mean, are
but
you
can't.
Track?
I mean, I need more details, but I'm like, well, you kind of are lying because you don't, again, that's externally focused. You're assuming that you're on track to get this promotion. Also, I'm just going to say why, like the whole idea, and I know I said read it out loud to yourself or maybe to like one close friend to like put it out there, right? Or to your partner, your best friend, somebody. Do not announce it to a bunch of people at your office. You're going to look like a dipshit if it doesn't work out.
Yeah,
I mean,
really are.
I'm sorry, but that is like the reality of it. Also, I want to be like, well, what are you doing to get that promotion, right? Mm-hmm. External locus of control versus internal. I mean, this whole idea, which is where Andrea and I do agree, that you just put it out into the universe and then go like sit back with your cup of coffee and wait for it to happen. Yeah, folks, like that is not going to work. You have to take action and actually set goals. So for that listener, I would suggest not saying that out loud at work anymore. Maybe say it to yourself in the shower instead of singing, but also maybe make sure you're actually on track and set some goals to get there.
Yeah. I mean, if you're actually on track to become the, you know, youngest regional manager because of this great record of success and everything that people are saying to you, if you're just announcing that constantly, people are going to think you're a douche, right? Like they're like, what is wrong with you? You know, that guy also thinks a lot about himself or herself. If you're not, people are going to think you're delusional, right? Like, oh, really? Like Joe, who comes late every day and has missed his sales targets for the last 6 months, like he doesn't know which way is up. So I think Jess made a good point. When you're trying to identify what you want, right, what you are aiming for and longing for, it's powerful to envision that, to hope for it, all of these things. It's okay and good even to share that with someone who's like an accountability partner or a mentor or a best friend or something. But like maybe announcing it to the world, especially, I mean, depending on the accuracy, is like maybe not your best move socially, and might actually impact your promotion ability here.
I like it. What do you think? Anything left to say?
I mean, no.
Okay.
I think I'm more foundationally, as manifestation is described in popular culture, I think it's bullshit. And I think it's toxic. And I think if you really want to have an internal locus of control, a belief that I can impact the things around me, the best way to do that, yes, visualizing, yes, beautiful. Setting an intention, setting a course, taking action. Yeah. If you believe that you can say, I want this thing and then never do anything, you're going to very soon feel like you have no ability to impact anything because it won't, I don't think it just happens unless it is real and all I have to do is get on the right vibrational frequency and have money rolling towards me and my Birkin bag and the, you know, romantic moves from my husband and all of these things, like, then maybe I don't know. Maybe you should manifest and then let me know if it works. And then
I'm
if
going
it
to.
Seems worth the effort,
I'm
I will.
Going to.
Okay.
Okay. So as a believer in the scientific version of manifestation, I am going to manifest that everybody listening to this episode right now is going to go straight to the review section on their podcast platform, okay? Do not take away my belief system here, listeners. So go prove me right and Andrea wrong. No, I'm kidding. No, but go kind of serious though. Go now, click that 5-star review button. Leave us a review. Heck, tell us what you think about manifestation in the review. But this, my friends, is what we need and want you to do right now to help others find our show. So until next Tuesday, Stay honest, my friends.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.